AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Donald Trump says he's ready to announce his Secretary of State pick. AP correspondent Mike Rossia on the name we're expecting to hear.
Two people close to the Trump transition team say the president-elect has settled on ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson to be his Secretary of State. Tillerson and Trump met twice last week. The president-elect tweeted Monday night that he'll name his choice for Secretary of State on Tuesday.
Trump is still disagreeing with intelligence probes into Russian-sponsored hacking. The White House says even without a congressional probe into that, it's pretty clear which candidate the Kremlin was rooting for.
After all, says spokesman Josh Earnest, it was damaging Democratic Party and Clinton campaign emails that were grabbed and leaked, not the GOP and Trump.
You didn't need a security clearance to figure out who benefited from malicious Russian cyber activity.
The president-elect has scoffed at such talk, saying it's just aimed at questioning the legitimacy of his election victory. Not so, says Earnest, just a statement of fact. And he says while President Obama has ordered a review by U.S. intelligence, a congressional investigation of something so serious is clearly warranted. Mark Smith at the White House.
New Englanders say they'll be getting geared up for winter now that they've had their first real snowstorm. David Holden is in Concord.
It's a first, you know, bigger snow for us in New Hampshire. We probably had 6 or 7 inches, and so they were a little slippery and people were moving slow.
Well, that snow did get area skiers and ski resort operators excited. Lawyers for Bill Cosby will battle in court starting Tuesday in hopes of limiting the number of other accusers who can testify at the comedian's sexual assault trial. Prosecutors near Philadelphia hope to call 13 other women to show Cosby had a pattern of drugging and molesting women. The defense will attack their credibility and relevance. This is AP Radio News. Israel has received its first two next-generation F-35 fighter jets. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports these are considered the world's most advanced warplanes.
The stealth fighters roared into an Israeli airbase before a crowd that included Defense Secretary Ash Carter. They're the first of 50 the Israelis will buy, designed to give them the military upper hand in a volatile region.
To further sharpen its qualitative military edge.
The F-35 is the Pentagon's most expensive weapons program, estimated at nearly $400 billion. President-elect Trump says that's out of control, and after he's inaugurated, says billions will be saved on military purchases. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Firefighters have put out a fire that broke out in a high-rise in Dubai's palm-shaped island, latest in a string of blazes to race up multi-story buildings there. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.